session number 24733, Reel 3.
Major Chapman, Reel 3. Now, what about the Chinese and, well, and the North Koreans? What did you think of them as troops, the people that were opposing you?
You didn't come into contact with them very often.
But what did you think of them as opponents, as soldiers?
Well, they seem to always be... You see, look, when you're in modern warfare... The enemy would be about, what, 500 to 1,000 yards away at various times. Now you didn't see them very often. They never came near us, not physically. They would attack by using gunfire and rifle fire, mainly gunfire.
Did you distinguish between the Chinese and North Korean when they had units opposite you, or would you not know which they were?
Well, you'd know because somebody would tell you that they thought this unit was a North Korean, but most of them were Chinese. And the...
What sort of... level of fighting was going on? I mean, would they snipe you or...?
Oh, well, it was all sniping and that sort of thing, yes. They didn't... I never had anybody attack my company as such in a mass. Do you know what I mean? You would get some people who would come along and probably take some... sniping or, you know, have a try and have a go. But I never can remember standing there and firing against a Chinaman or a Korean like that. Do you know what I mean? We would keep them at a distance if possible. And we designed our companies in the way that they never got a chance to do it. We would, most of us, be on a hill, but in such a position that they couldn't attack us direct.
Now, what about the cold during the winter?
How bad was that? Yeah,
it's
cold. But like every, you adapt yourself to the temperature.
Now how? What were you wearing? What would you be wearing?
What would I be wearing? String vest? String sort of underpants? Waterproof stuff mainly. And possibly something like this as well.
Oh, sort of woolen
jumper. Woolen type, yes.
They issued parkas. Would you wear one?
Yeah, you'd have parkas, yes. They were all right, but you see, the trouble was, you'd wear a parka when you went outside. And they were so bulky and so big that you found it a bit awkward to utilize your weapons or anything else, or your wireless set. You know what I mean? You did manage, but it wasn't easy. Most of the time, when you were in a position, you got rid of your parka and you wore something lighter because you were in and you had a fire.
Now, how did they... They're quite clever the way they did the fires, aren't they, in the dugouts,
yeah,
in the bunkers?
That's right.
How did they heat the bunkers?
Well, they did it with... It depended. Depended how... whether you were in a position to... get wood, whether you were in a position to get petrol, but most of it was done with petrol, in my case anyway. And
how would that work?
Well, it just dripped like a, they used to go like a blinking primus very nearly. Drip feed, and then it would heat up the dripping thing, and that would then roar through. And that would get you warm enough. You had to use it. You see, that was one of the points. Any fall could be uncomfortable. But if you budgeted so that you kept a certain amount of warmth there in your dugout, you could make yourself reasonably comfortable. But you used to be damn cold at times. But you couldn't have lived very long like that. I mean, if you went out and you went on patrol, you'd come back and you'd be shivering. There's no doubt about that. Your hands or extremities. But you wouldn't be cold because you'd be physically hard working. And then you'd start getting cold as you got back in your dugout and you got the place warmed up again.
Now that quote you just said, any fool can be uncomfortable, I've seen that quoted in the Regimental magazine. That, was that something you thought and said at the time then?
Oh yes. Oh yes, you found that some chaps, they would use and get themselves warm whatever happened, do you know what I mean? And some of the fires that they used to produce used to be tremendous. But the only trouble was, you always worried that the smoke and stuff going up would be seen by the enemy, and you'd get shelled through it. So you had to use your heating sensibly.
Now, one thing, when you went back to Kawang Sang, to the finger feature again, you know, a lot of the units had been on it, and it was dug all over the place. Did you have a problem sort of sorting out the tangle of old positions on there?
Oh yes, you often did. And
how would you sort it out then?
Well, you sort it out by your vision, by what you could see and what you couldn't see, and whether you thought the enemy was liable to attack you in that position. You had to, certain times you found you were walking over spots which had a slit trench in it one time, but you filled the bugger in if it was in the way and that sort of thing.
What about things like latrine trenches and burial of rubbish? Was that important?
Well, that was important, yes, and that had to be done, and one had to see, and that's what your sergeant major would do, your platoon sergeant. And things like that would see after, but they didn't allow muck to accumulate. And but most of the stuff like that was buried. You'd be surprised what you can bury. And the other thing was, of course, there would be select spots for peeing in and for other things. And
obviously, and your perspective was overall, you wouldn't be into, I mean, that's your NCO's job and your officer's job.
That's right.
But you just made sure everything was done by checking their work.
That's right, yes. And you would, not only that, but I mean, you would have to, you see, a chap wouldn't go and get over, stand over a hole and do his stuff. You had to have a pole or something to sit on and that sort of thing. There were all sorts of things like that. Certain people had a proper bong, you know. There were certain things that you made, and you'd be surprised how you could improvise and make people utilize them.
Did you have an officer's mess? I know you didn't have a proper officer's mess, but either there or behind at the rest camp during this period?
Yes, they did have one in, say, Battalion HQ, which was an officer's mess, more or less. But you'd probably find your sergeant majors and people like that would be there. Merely because you had to have people who were involved in the running of the show. You know what I mean? You couldn't ignore your sergeant major because he was the chap that got down to the troops.
And would you ever visit it, or would you always be forward, the officers and sergeants mess?
What?
At headquarters. Would you ever go there?
Oh, yes, I would. More or less, I'd live in the officer's mess or whatever. We didn't, you see, when you get a company there, you've got how many? Three officers? Four officers. Plus the two I see, who you see very rarely, who would come up. And then you would have sergeants, or some majors and things like that. Well, they would live with you, and you would have them in your mess or something like that. And if it was... what shall I say? You'd certain people would live together. You know what I mean? And if they were somebody who was a bit of a nuisance, you kick the bugger out. Words to that effect. No, you can't leave things in circumstances like that where. You had things done by rank and that sort of thing. You also had to have chaps there who you wanted to talk to, who you wanted to hear the story of how things were happening.
Was there much drinking in the officers' sergeant's mess at the time?
Well, I didn't see much drinking, but I used to have. Beer and gin and that sort of thing, but no, I never knew of, in my company, I never knew of anyone who overdrank or over. Occasionally, you'd hear of somebody, he had too much to drink or something like that, but generally, people like that. What you must remember is that. Chaps like that in those circumstances don't drink stupidly because he thinking will get shot or killed if he didn't behave himself. And I don't think I did. Yeah. No, you don't feel as though you want to drink too much when you're like that. You probably drink a lot more than you would now, mainly because the circumstances were such.
Did you have many casualties in your company, and would you have to write home to them, or what was the situation?
No, well, we had casualties, but commonplace casualties. Somebody would wring an ankle or something like that. We didn't get many shots. Do you know what I mean? Occasionally we'd get one that was shot and that. And he'd go back. You wouldn't see him. He'd be back in battalion, you know. You were concerned and worried stiff about him. But you would make certain he went back with the colour sergeant and was seen after. And when he came up again, you'd find out what he'd seen or what he'd done. It was all very sort of, what shall I say? You didn't. You had a different sort of feeling with the men there. They didn't have to, every time they saw you, didn't they? Didn't salute and that sort of thing like they do now. It was all